fourth quarter in a very quick-paced game as far as time consumption. As far as time possession, very slow. Logan Schenck gets the ball in between the posts, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against number 42, Cole Majcek, for the Bearcats, team's third, and Majcek's first. And we have a full timeout called by Tyler Earle of Cass City, leading 28-19 with 5:25 left in the fourth quarter.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well. Though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Logan Schenck at the free throw line, shooting two shots. First free throw rims in and good. Schenck with 3 points, all coming in the second half. Cassidy out to a 10-point lead, 29-19, 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. Second free throw from Schenck, no good. Rebound, Rosenthal. Here come the Bearcats. Right to left crosser radio, right to the right wing to Sweeney. Back up to Brandel, to the left wing, to Majcek. High post, Rosenthal. Starts his dribble, nearly double dribbled with it. Brandel, right wing, dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to Sweeney for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Schenck.
Good look. Just didn't fall. In and out.
Cassidy's 22nd rebound of the evening compared to Ubley's 16. Sarah Cuthrell, left wing, top of the key to Hare. Being guarded by Brandel, blows by him to Winter in the left corner. Back out to Cuthrell, into Winter in the corner. And he will dribble all the way around to the right wing. Picks up his dribble, feeds it in the corner to Lounsbury. 4.5 to play in the fourth. 29-19, Cass City by 10. Cuthrell to Winter, back to Cuthrell, in between the left wing and the top of the key. To Parker Hare at the left elbow, back to Winter. And Winter passes it to Hare, and we have a whistle. Fouls against number 20, Anthony Sweeney. That'll be his first and the team's fourth. Cassidy ball, far side of your radio, on the sideline from Cassidy's bench. Feed it into the backcourt to Sawyer Cuthrell, being guarded by Anthony Sweeney. Top of the key, 4:10 left in the fourth. Low-scoring game, but great ball control from both teams, in fact.
Cassidy's just working off some clock right now.
Chase Winter.
But they're still attacking, Clark.
To Sawyer Cuthrell. Screen from Winter. Back to Parker Hare. Hare gives it back to Anthony Sweeney. Excuse me. Being guarded by Anthony Sweeney is Sawyer Cuthrell. To Chase Winter, right wing. Top of the key to Cuthrell. Cuthrell at the free throw line, kicks it back over to left wing, over to the right wing to Winter. Jeffrey Wright guarding him closely. And it's nearly stolen. It's actually going to be a jump ball as John Brandel dives in there and gets his hands on it, and it will be Ubley possession.
With 3:31 to go and a 10-point deficit, Ubley had to do something without fouling. And that was it. Both two Bearcats came in there and just converged and made a sandwich and somehow came away with the ball, and here we go.
Ubley trailing by 10 points on offense with 3.5 to play. 29-19, Cass City on top. Brandel in the corner for three. This one's long. Rebound Schenck, who's really starting to rip down those rebounds in the second half. Parker Hare across the timeline to the left wing. To Winter, back to Hare. trying to feed it into the right wing. Nothing there, so they give it back to Winter.
Here comes
Winter's
the double team.
Double teamed, and we have a foul. And this will be against Ubley. It'll be the sixth team foul and goes against Jeffrey Wright. That's his third. Cassidy ball on the side. And we have a timeout called by Ubley. It's a full timeout with 3:07 left in the fourth. 29-19, Cassidy over Ubley.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star package.
Remember, trucks are what we do, and your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, truck month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well, like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month, or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibuya!
Truck month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at signing.
Cassidy ball, and Ubley is swarming to the ball, and it's a turnover for Sawyer Cuthrell in the Red Hawks over to Brandel, right wing. Jump shot just inside the arc, in and out, no good, and Ubley's coming out with a vengeance. Rebound still loose, and they have a jump ball.
It's going to be Cassidy's ball with the possession arrow.
This is interesting. It's a jump ball, but the crowd is not liking that at all. That is the correct call.
Yes.
The only time it is a travel is if you get up. If momentum has you with the ball and you're on your back sliding, momentum forcing you all the way down, that is not a travel.
They're going to start issuing a case book to every fan.
What's interesting is the officials are explaining to the audience here tonight.
Take a little time.
Sawyer Cuthrell at midcourt is being double-teamed, has to launch this one out of bounds. As Logan Schenk can't bring it in, and that's the second straight turnover for Cassidy. And they're in double digits with TOs, and that's 10 turnovers.
It seems Cassidy has made the decision that the clock is the enemy, and they are just not going to go ahead and look at a shot right now. And Ubley senses it, and they're taking four guys and trying to put a double team and then filling in the passing lanes to get the interception.
Rosenthal replaces Messing for Ubley. Drabeski to Brandel, right wing. Top of the key to Majcek. At the right elbow, Rosenthal dribbles down to the right block. Can't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound. Puts this one up. Can't get that to fall either. Rebound, Brandel. He lets the floater go up, and he is called with a charge. John Brandel went into the lane out of control and draws the offensive foul. This will be the seventh team foul, ball control foul, so there will be no free throws shot in the bonus. 2:04 left in the fourth.
I don't see any explanations out there on that one. Now, there's enough fans that disagree, but 2:02 to go.
Cassidy leading by 10 points, 29-19. They are facing trouble with this Ubley press. And Drapeski got him with a little bit of a Charlie horse, if you want to call it that. And this will be the third team personal against Drapeski and eighth team foul. So this puts Parker Hare at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 4 points, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. And the free throw is short here, and it is rebounded by John Brandel. No harm, one foul there for Ubley. Jeffrey Wright dribbles in from the left side. He gets it to fall for 2 points. Wide open, no contest there. He has 7. Ubley within 8 points. Cassidy, Sawyer Cuthrell at the right wing, dribbling against Jeffrey Wright. Double team coming. He breaks it. Logan Schenk in the right wing goes up. And we have a jump ball. As Cole Majcek had his hands in the right spot at the right time. And there's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Ubley. Couple subs coming in for the Bearcats. Anthony Sweeney replaces Cole Maichek.